There's a phrase that keeps coming to mind for me with Good Friday, but also as I pray the rosary, the sorrowful mysteries, that final sorrowful mystery of Jesus dying on the cross. And the phrase that comes to mind is the phrase, love from the cross. Love from the cross. And I think it's an important one that can be a reminder for us. Reminder for us of what Jesus was truly doing there and what we're truly called to. Through the whole ordeal of the Passion, Jesus is loving. You know, I want you to enter into that with your hearts, with your imagination, this love that Christ had throughout all of this. His incredible sacred heart is unrelenting in love. And this massive and consuming love leads Jesus to the Passion, choosing that, and it propels him all the way through it. And when he is lifted up on the cross, this love is truly revealed to the world, drawing all people to himself. Jesus' love from the cross, his great love as he was dying on the cross, that for us is a refuge, a place of shelter. It is a fount of grace, of infinite grace, symbolized in that water and blood coming from his side. And it's an example for us to take up and to follow. And so I want you to ponder this, to use the imagination of your heart, so to speak, to go into Jesus' heart on the cross, to meditate upon that. You know, when he was lifted up on the cross, his love truly flowed out in all directions. It was for, first of all, God the Father, his Father. And even though Jesus, at that time, a son, was then also this suffering servant, smitten and afflicted, in his great love for his Father, he commends himself to the Father. From the cross, dying there, he is adoring the Father, even in the darkness of the cross. And it is that great love for the Father that he has, that offering is really what opens for us the doors to redemption. As our reading from Hebrews said, son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, that great offering of love, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. And so there's this incredible fruitfulness in his love for his Father from the cross. But that's not all. He was loving his mother and that disciple that was there with her, having this great concern for them, using some of his last words, so precious, so painful, to be able to get out, to give them in care to each other. And by extension of that, giving his mother and all of his disciples to each other. And we can see through the ages, so many graces have come from this gift of Mary's maternity given to us in Christ, another fruit of his love from the cross. And then we have his great love for the world, for each of us, as he was dying on the cross, bearing our afflictions, as it says in Isaiah, our offenses, our sins, for our sake, each of us, keeping in his sacred heart all of those who would be reconciled to God through him. You know, this beautiful Divine Mercy novena and chaplet that we pray, it just describes his heart and his heart for the world. The first day that we pray today, we pray, receive us all into the abode of your most compassionate heart. How he was loving from the cross. And not just that, there's also the repentant thief that we hear about in the Gospel of Luke, and hearing about that incredible moment on the cross. This thief, this bandit who lives such a wayward life, finally being destroyed by the consequences of his life, and yet finally beseeching Jesus, receiving mercy, receiving the offer of paradise. Yet another fruit of that love from the cross. And indeed, that repentant thief, a hope for so many through all generations. Jesus' love continued on beyond him to even his tormentors, his Roman tormentors, his Jewish revilers. What was Jesus' thought towards them? Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. Loving from the cross. There's no denial of their wickedness. There's no dodging of the truth of what they're doing, but there's also no hesitation to seek out the Father's pardon for them. And again, more fruits from that, that the Roman soldier who would declare who Jesus is, some of the Pharisees and their conversion, St. Paul, many ways flowing out of this, and Stephen inspiring Paul, inspired himself by Christ, forgiving in his moment of death, loving from the cross. And then also, Jesus loving his disciples that abandoned him, that betrayed him. Jesus knew all that would happen to him, and it must have been, nevertheless, such a blow to his spirit. And yet he did not renounce them. In his resurrection, he sought them out. And what great fruit from that. Peter's rehabilitation in love at the seashore. All kinds of ways Christ is loving from the cross, adoring the Father, laying down his life for his friends, his disciples, extending mercy, forgiving, loving enemies. Jesus loved from the cross despite its agony, its isolation, its humiliation, and this saved the world. We as disciples, children of God through him, must also love from the cross. Jesus says, take up the cross, take up my cross and follow me. And that includes bearing the cross as he did, which means loving from it. Whether it is the different kinds of love Jesus had from the cross, of adoring God in the midst of my cross, laying down my life for my friends, extending mercy, forgiving, loving enemies, we are called to love from the cross as well. Suffering does not excuse us from love. To be swallowed up in self-pity or stung pride or vengeance, to say, I will love once my suffering is acknowledged, once I've had my redress and relief given, then I will love. No, that is not the way of loving from the cross. The child of God bears suffering in faith and in hope that God is present. God is at work in the midst of that. And that faith turns that suffering into a cross. And then we choose to love again as the moment requires. Choosing to love for that good of another, to do something about it for them, even if maybe powerless, nailed to the cross in our own way, all we can do is seek the Father's pardon for them. To love from the cross is a powerful moment of the Holy Spirit, of grace, for us and for those others we are loving. For us, it's a moment of conversion, of conforming our hearts more and more to Christ, a purification of our love by that struggle of the cross that deepens and magnifies the love. And for others, it's a beautiful offering of grace. You know, when I go to anoint people, often, you know, I'll ask them, you know, what are you going to do with your illness? You know, and most often I think they think about, well, what's illness going to do with me, right? But what we are called to do as Christians following our crucified and risen Lord is to take that suffering and join it to the cross, that others would receive that grace. And so I encourage people to dedicate that suffering to some person, some need, some challenge, some person stuck in sin needing the liberation of Christ. And that anointing helps make that offering, make that beautiful offering through Christ to God. And so loving from the cross is something we're called to, whether it's small or great. But it's a challenge. It's such a hard thing to do. There's no doubt that often our hearts might recoil from that. We want to instead turn in upon ourselves. And thanks be to God, to the Lord, for the grace He does give us to help us do that. And I know many of you, how you have done that, loving from the cross. It can transform everything. It's a key moment when our hearts are made like Christ's and grace flows into the world. Now, maybe when you think about suffering and crosses, you're simply thinking about those big sufferings. You know, I went to anoint a woman with terminal illness this very morning. A marriage falling apart, the havoc and destruction of war and people suffering in that as refugees. But don't miss out on the little crosses of daily life where so often we are tested in our Christian love. The slights of a family member, the failures of a friend, the arrogance of a colleague, the exhaustion from responsibility, a child's disobedience, the burden of bad news. In the middle of those little crosses, a moment comes for me to love someone. To love someone with mercy, with pardon, and in a way, attending to them, laying down my life. Maybe it's to reach out again and to reach out first. Maybe in the midst of those crosses, it's knowing that I simply need to kneel down and pray and adore God, even in the midst of the reverses of life. A prophet Habakkuk that we have in our reading, the Liturgy of the Hours today, talks about that. He talks about the reverses, the disasters that have come upon them, and yet he turns to the Lord and prays. He says, "Decay invades my bones, and the looking out at the land, saying, for though the fig tree blossom not, nor fruit be on the vines, though flocks disappear from the fold, yet will I rejoice in the Lord and exult in my saving God." You know, that loving from the cross starts by, again, turning in love and adoration to God. And that may free us then to be able to love all those others. Maybe they're revilers or just indifferent bystanders in our life or agitators. It'll help us to love them again. I think for me, if I can be honest, the companions of Christ, you know, they have definitely been an important place to learn this, to learn about loving from the cross in the midst of the burdens of life, the challenges of the brothers. You know, will I love or will I turn away? And I have to say, it's revealed to me many failures that I have had in that. How I need the grace to do that myself. And how much things would be changed the more I do it. But when I do remember this, when I do realize it, I remind myself, and that beautiful phrase, love from the cross. Jesus, I need your unconquered love. I need your Sacred Heart loving through my puny, resistant heart. And thankfully, I've experienced this gift in my life, and I ask for it again. And so, my brothers and sisters, I encourage you to take up that great call and that example of Christ to love from the cross. When you come up soon to reverence the cross today, to venerate it, thank Jesus for the great love He has shown you from the cross, and ask that you more and more may love from the cross as well.